Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring the results of the 65th annual Downbeat Readers Poll. 2 hours of great music. But starting off this afternoon, we have music from a Cuban-born multi-readist. His name is Bobby Ramirez, and this is from his latest album entitled Ritmo Jazz Latino, and a beautiful composition from the pen of Mongo Santa Maria, the classic Afro Blue.
We'll be right back.
was music from Bobby Ramirez and a composition entitled Afro Blue. Well, we're going to be starting the countdown, actually not the countdown, but the results of the 65th annual readers poll for Downbeat Magazine. And we're going to start off with the person who took the Miscellaneous Instruments Award, and this person has been receiving this award for quite a number of years. It's none other than harmonica player Toots Thielmans, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled The Mooch. It's a composition written by Irving Mills and Duke Ellington, and then we're going to listen to Diana Krall. She took the winning chair for female singer, beating out Cassandra Wilson. So let's start off with Toots Thielmans and The Mooch.
Thank you. blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsy say, and I know why. A falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the day a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied.
Taking top honors as Female Vocalist of the Year, that was Diana Krall and a beautiful composition entitled A Blossom Fell. Before that, we heard two tracks from Toots Thielemans from his album The Silver Collection. We heard The Mooch and What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? A chance to listen to Toots play both guitar and harmonica beautifully. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Taking top honors as the tenor saxophonist of choice for the past year was Joe Lovano, and we're going to listen to a composition written by the great trumpet player Booker Little. It's entitled Rounder's Mood, and it's from Joe's album, Tenor Legacy. And then we're going to follow it up with someone who has long been a favorite of mine, Mark Murphy. And we're going to go way back to his album entitled That's How I Love the Blues. And we're going to listen to an exercise in vocalese and vocal ability on the track Jelly Jelly Blues. So let's start off with Joe Lovano from the album Tenor Legacy and Rounder's Mood.
Thank you. read my letter, baby. You sure must have read my mind. If you read my letter, baby, you sure must have read my mind. You just left me alone, sitting around and crying. On my mind. Jelly, jelly, jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my papa, drove my mama stone blind.
From the pens of Earl Father Hines and Billy Eckstein, that was Mark Murphy from a recording that he made in 1962, December of 1962 in New York City, and a beautiful arrangement there from Al Cohn, who also conducted the orchestra on that last track. And I believe you can still pick up this recording. It's on the Riverside label, and it's entitled That's How I Love the Blues. And if you want to hear someone sing exquisitely and beautifully, Mark Murphy. Mark took top honors at the 65th annual Reader's Poll for Downbeat Magazine, and this afternoon we're celebrating and playing some of the music that received top honors through the Reader's Poll Award. Joe Lovano before that with Rounder's Mood from his album Tenor Legacy, Joe Lovano taking the top honors for tenor sax player. Terrence Blanchard not only took the honors for Top Trumpet Player, but also Jazz Album and Jazz Artist of the Year. And Terrence played here at the Ottawa International Jazz Festival this past summer, and certainly was one of the highlights of the festival. We're going to listen to a composition from his album, The Billie Holiday Songbook, and a composition entitled I Cried For You. And then after, we're going to listen to the always beautiful sounding Phil Woods Trio. Phil took top honors for Alto Sax Player of the Year, and we're going to listen to an album that he made entitled Just Friends, and it's Phil in a trio setting. Renato Solani on piano and Massimo Morricone is on bass, and this album was recorded in Italy in 1994, and we're going to listen to his version of Laura. So let's start off with Terrence Blanchard from his album The Billie Holiday Songbook and I Cried For You.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's very hard to try and beat that for ballad playing. That was Phil Woods on alto sax with Laura. Terrence Blanchard before that with I Cried For You, and that was from his album The Billie Holiday Songbook. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. This afternoon, we're featuring the winners of the 65th annual Reader's Poll for Downbeat magazine. And we're going to continue with some music from Steve Lacy's quartet from his album Revenue, released on the Soul Note label. Steve took top honors as the soprano sax player of the year. And then after, we're going to listen to the Four Freshmen, who took honors as best vocal group of the year. Now, Bob Flanagan, who was one of the original members of the Four Freshmen, always wanted to play lead in the Stan Kenton trombone section. And although he retired from the group in 1992, Flanagan continues leading the Four Freshmen business from Las Vegas. And more, when you stop and think about it, more than 50 years have passed since the original four, Flanagan, Ross Borber, Dan Borber, and Hal Cratch, were actual freshmen at Butler University in Indiana. Through the years, there have been 22 freshmen through the group, and like the Count Basie Orchestra, the sound lives on in each generation. Well, we're going to listen to a version of the Four Freshmen, and this one includes three of the original members, Ross and Bob, Ross Barber, Don Barber. Ken Ehrer was not one of the originals, but he came on a little later on in their existence. Bob Flanagan as well is featured, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled I Remember You, and this is from their album The Four Freshmen and Five Trombones. But before we get to them, here's Steve Lacy's quartet with I Do Not Believe. Thank you. Four freshmen with I Remember You. And in case you're wondering, who were the five trombones? Well, they were Frank Rosolino, Harry Betts Jr., Milt Bernhard, Tommy Peterson, and George Roberts. Claude Williamson was on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Shelly Mann on drums, and Joe Mondragon was on bass. And this recording was made for Capitol Records out of California. Not quite sure of the year that this was recorded. I would imagine the early 60s, maybe late 50s, but certainly some fine music indeed. Before that, Steve Lacy's quartet from his album Revenue and I Do Not Believe. We're going to continue now with some music from a Cuban sensation, really making a name for himself. His name is Tony Martinez, and here he is with his group Cuban Power, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Homenaje a Emiliano, and this is from his album entitled Meferefun, released on the Blue Jackal label out of New York. And then after that, we're going to listen to some music from Joe Zawinul And Joe Zawinul took top honors just looking through the notes here, I will tell you what he took top honors as when I come back. But we'll listen to Joe Zawinul from his album Stories of the Danube and a composition entitled Mountain Waters. But before we get to Joe, here's Tony Martinez and the Cuban Power with Homenaje a Emiliano. We'll be right back.
89.1 FM.
Deutsches aus Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsches aus Ottawa.
Just in case you were wondering who that was the winner of the Electric Keyboard and Synthesizer Award in Downbeat's 65th Annual Reader's Poll, Joe Zawinul, from a beautiful recording. It was a classical recording for the Philips label in 1996, and I wanted to play for you something a little different. And the album is entitled Stories of the Danube, composed and orchestrated by Joe Zawinul. It's a composition in seven movements. And we heard the second movement entitled Mountain Waters. And before that, we heard music from Cuban sensation Tony Martinez and the Cuban Power from his album Maferefun. and a composition entitled Homenage a Emiliano. The winner for Best Trombonist was Steve Turi, and we're going to listen to a composition from his album Rhythm Within. This is Since I Fell for You, and then we'll listen to electric guitarist John Schofield, who also took top honors, and we'll listen to a recording from his album Hand Jive and a composition entitled Seventh Floor.
Hey.
taking top honors for Jazz Guitarist of the Year. That was John Scofield from his album Hand Jive, and we heard Seventh Floor. Steve Turry before that, taking Trombonist of the Year with Rhythm Within, we heard Since I Fell for You. Now, next up, we have the bassist, Acoustic Bassist of the Year, Dave Holland, and also Acoustic Jazz Group of the Year, the Dave Holland Quintet. I am going to play for you a solo recording that Dave Holland made. It's entitled One's All, and it was released in 1995, and we're going to listen to a composition from this Intuition Music release. It's entitled Reminiscence, and then after that, we're going to listen to Clark Terry, who was given the Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award. And we're going to listen to him with the Oscar Peterson Trio doing Blues for Smedley. And that's coming up right after Dave Holland with Reminiscence. Top honors for baritone sax player of the year in the 65th annual Downbeat Readers Poll. That was Nick Brignola's quartet from 1983 and a composition from Nick entitled Brother John. And that was taken from a Discovery release entitled Signals in From Somewhere. Hope you enjoyed our survey this afternoon of some of the poll winners of the Downbeat Music Awards. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, 89.1 on your FM dial. Now we're going to listen to some music from Sweden, from a guitarist by the name of Goran Glinkhagen. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Eastern Fall. And then after, we're going to listen to some music from the Andy Laverne Quartet and their version of Someday My Prince Will Come.
Thank you.
Just heard some music from pianist Richie Barrick and a composition entitled My Funny Valentine. Someday My Prince Will Come before that from the Andy Laverne Quartet. My name is Randy McElligott. I'll be back next Sunday with some more jazz. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have German news, music, and commentary with Oswin Lowe until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week, and bye for now.